All right, continuing with the easy blues licks in the key of G. These licks are meant to get you around in each position with some kind of, you know, fluidity. But I have to point out that we're on purpose not doing any embellishments. This is assuming that you have not done any embellishments. By embellishments, I mean like string bending and double stops and hammer-ons and pull-offs and all that groovy stuff, which I have a whole presentation in and of itself on. And so this isn't supposed to be that. And again, the key is G, and the underlying sort of tempo is like 2, 3, 4, 1. And the underlying feel is called a shuffle or a swing feel. There are two types of feels. There's feels where the eighth notes are straight. It's called straight eighth feel, right? So it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, you know, more like rock, like a rock and roll. And then more like a blues or a shuffle or a swing or maybe jazz would be like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. There's a difference in the feel there. All right, so we're going to jump right in on the D shape. If you haven't done the cage system yet, that's no problem. We're at the fifth, the position that in the key of G that covers fifth through eighth frets. Right, the two G's are on strings, string 4 fret 5 and string 2 fret 8. All right, so let's jump in with a couple riffs. All right. So that's got a string skip, and it's got a tip and roll. It's got two tip and rolls, so that's a very useful one. All right, and don't mind my vibrato. You'll learn that at some point. All right, how about another one? That one's easy. No real leaps there or anything, but you do have a hammer on, tip and roll there. All right, how about this? That one, you have a string skip coming back up to the root. How about? That one forces you to take finger 1 and play. I play finger 1 and then I play finger 1 again. So 3, 1. 3, 1, 3, 1, 1, 3, 1, 3. All right, let's move on to the C shape.